Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi there, you epic plums. Would you like a weekend?
From BBC Radio 1.
Exciting times on last week's Only Bleh Friday, where I shout loudly over music. We used the theme from 80s TV show Dallas, and within days of that being used, the show had been recommissioned. So if Tom Selleck is listening after today's IOBF, dust off your Hawaiian shirt, you old mustached fool, because you're back on soon. Hope you're right this afternoon. How anybody could call that Only Bleh Friday lame is beyond me. Dom in Winchester. Will in Bath loved it but wants to know why he's an epic plum. Just ask.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Alex from Guildford.
All right, Alex in Guildford, what's going on?
We're in the Daily Star today in the goss section. And you know in the I Spy section they got?
Yeah.
Apparently Olly Murs is letting it all hang out in a London changing room. I'm just wondering if you wrote in.
Did I write in? No. I did, that wasn't me. And here's the thing. When I saw him in the gym, it wasn't one in London. So he's obviously been doing it again.
He's been hanging out all over the place.
Hanging out all every time. He's a shower. No, but it wasn't me.
Oh, all right.
All right, but thanks for your concern.
No,
I like the idea that I would have rang up the Daily Star. Hello. Yeah, he's hanging out again. Have a good weekend. Love you.
You too, bye.
Give me a high five.
Okay, hold on. Yeah.
All right. Know when to stop.
Oh, no, it's locked on.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it really is. It's going to be on five forever.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Yesterday, we were talking about when you overhear conversations. We had quite a lot of response on this. May in Chester's been on. She overheard some old ladies recently, just having a chat, a couple of old dears. One of them was saying that she used to be a pole dancer. You see, that is the kind of conversation that I want to overhear. Sometimes Becky will actually stay on another stop on the train or bus just so she can kind of overhear and finish the story, because it's horrible when you get it like halfway through, you know?
It's not the best. I have thought about that, actually.
Oh, I thought you'd done it.
No, that would cost me loads more. That would cost me like an extra 25 quid.
Shall I get off at Reading Station or shall I go all the way to Bristol Temple Mead just so they finish the story?
But there are some amazing ones on my train. Do you know what? I might start writing them down.
Do it.
And then I can bring
we
them
into...
We
could do a new feature. What's Becky... No. Who's Becky eavesdropping? That could be good. Hey, Holly.
Hello.
What's your one?
Well, I was on a bus about a month ago and I had two guys behind me on a Saturday afternoon, so it was really busy and it was dead quiet, and these two guys were having a debate over whether the film Willow should have an 8 or 9 out of 10. And it wasn't a normal conversation, it was quite heated, and they were really arguing over the factors of the film, why it should have an 8 or a 9.
Love it when they get angry about something so really not important.
I was really tempted to join in because I loved the film, but I thought I'd better not.
Yeah, how long ago was this?
About a month ago.
I like it that it was quite recent and they're talking about Willow.
What did you think? What would you have given it?
I would have given it a 10. No, I love that film. No.
James King's here. He knows about movies. Hey, James. Thanks for popping in. Willow, 8, 9, 10.
This
it's
is like...
a chick. Go for the tech.
But isn't this off of, like, about 1988 or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 You must be aware of the film,
Oh, but Warwick Davis is in it.
Yes.
He's classic. Yeah. I'd probably go for an 8, I reckon. So I don't know which one of the blokes was saying 8, but I'm on his side.
Yeah.
So I don't know who won. I got off the bus by then, so I didn't actually get the outcome.
That's what's the most annoying thing about eavesdropping, is that you never hear the end
Mrs.
bit.
King does it a lot, and I can tell, because if I'm sat on a train with her, and she's normally chatting away to me, and then suddenly it'll go quiet.
Yes, that's what I do.
I'll look at her, and she's looking at someone, and she can only eavesdrop with her mouth, like, open slightly.
Yes. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and I have to nudge her. Don't, it's rude.
Holly, I'm quite annoyed that it was a bus, because you're never going to see those people again. If it was like a train, and the same people got on it every day, you'd be able to tell the bloke that said it was 8, that James King off of movie said it was an 8, and in your face, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd like to know how the conversation started as
I know.
Well.
How do you get onto that, ever?
How do you start talking about Willow?
Yeah. Give me a high five!
High five!
Press 5.
I'm on my mobile and I can't get my numbers up.
Okay, press hide keypad, if it's the phone I'm thinking of. And then 5.
High five! Yay!
You've learned something new for the weekend.
I have!
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.